who's in real good shape, who's, you know, muscular and so forth, you'd say he's big and...
stout or hale and hearty.
Okay. Would you ever use that word stout talking about butter that was turning bad?
No, I wouldn't. I'd say it was rancid.
Okay. What about someone who's always smiling and doesn't lose his temper? You say that he's...
easygoing, I would say.
Okay. Any other?
Well, could be another expression, but I would mostly say he was easygoing.
Okay. What about someone like a teenage boy who seems to be just all arms and legs?
I'd say he was lean and lanky.
Okay. Or if he's always dropping things and stumbling, and you'd say he's...
clumsy.
And a person that just keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, you'd say he's just a plain...
I don't know what you'd call that then.
He does things that... there's no sense in him at all. He goes ahead and does them, and...
I would say it was senseless to do such things.
Do you ever call him a fool?
I wouldn't,
Would
he? No, I don't think that would be nice to do that.
Would people say that, though?
Some would. I imagine some would, yeah.
How would they use that?
Well, they'd probably say he was a fool for doing such things.
And a person who has a lot of money but never spends any money, you'd be a...
a miser, I'd say.
Okay. Any other expression for him?
Tightwad.
And when you say that a person is common, what does that mean?
Well, the way we would express it, they were just a plain old everyday person.
You say that they're...
just an everyday person. It's all.
How would you use that word, you'd say?
He would just be a plain everyday person.
If he's a... so you'd call him
A common. Everyday person, I guess is what he...
What if you said that a girl was common? Would that have a special meaning?
I wouldn't think so.
Okay. And say an old person, maybe around...
Robert, get your feet off the book. I quit.
Maybe around 80 or so, still gets around real well, still does all their work, still, you know, real active for their age. You'd say that they're awfully...
I would say they would be awfully active for their ages, yes.
Well, what else might you say?
Well,
you know, always busy, always doing something.
I'd say they'd be very active.
What about spry or brash or chipper?
Well, I have heard the expression being spry.
What does that mean?
Well, active.
You say, well, a child might say, well, I'm not going to go upstairs in the dark. I'm
afraid. Okay. Or probably scared.
You say, well, I don't understand why she's afraid now. She... what? Meaning in the past she wasn't afraid. You'd say, I don't understand why she's afraid now. She...
wasn't before.
Well, did you say she used to be or didn't used to be or... how would you say that?
Well, I hadn't thought about that. Let's see now.
You say, I don't see why she's scared now. She
hasn't been in the past, I think I would say. Robert Lee. Robert